This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
To deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
I actually took lessons. I believe in being an educated idiot. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're live from CPAC 2019. Oh, that was good. Always appreciate your time with me. I really appreciate the time. If you hop up on the website, therealside.com, you can give me your email address. I only send out one email a week. I don't inundate you with garbage and ask you to take all kinds of polls and stuff like that. We send it out once a week. Let's know the topics we're going to be discussing, things we're going to be doing. And I want you to get involved. And some of you have been complaining that, Facebook is not sending you notices that the show's going live. Surprise, surprise. So sign up for the text blast. And it's really simple. I make it really easy on you. Just text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222, and I'll send you a notice of the show starting. You can stop anytime you want to. You're not stuck with me, and it's really that simple. I've got Maggie Vandenberg with me.
Hello, hello.
How you doing?
I'm great. Yeah. I'm at CPAC.
Yeah. I guess, you know what? It is great right now. Wait till tomorrow when you can't move. It's like one of those Twilight Zone movies where there's too many people in the world.
And so it gets a lot busier than this.
Oh, yeah. You're
going
to have to put like Vaseline on your shoulders so you can move through the crowd.
Squeeze on through.
Yeah, yeah, you're going to have to. So we met, a month ago?
About a month ago, yeah.
Okay, and you turned me on some videos that you had done.
Yeah.
And now, but you are a casualty of conservatism.
Becoming one. I don't think I'm fully out of the closet yet, but that's definitely a fear.
Yeah, there you go, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I've sort of prepared myself for that. But, yeah, I'm sure after this convention, I might lose my agent and whatever else.
Yeah, it's sad that in Hollywood, any kind of conservative mention, conservative commentary will get you aced out pretty quickly. Even the big players are being aced out easily. So
yeah, well, and I mean, I lived and worked in Hollywood for about 8 years, and I had to keep my mouth shut the entire time. This was during the Obama administration. I could never speak up. I had to bite my tongue so many times, and I was even in sort of like an underground conservatives club,
right.
And even that, I was always afraid, I'm going to get outed. People are going to know my name, and all of a sudden, I'm not going to be able to work. And now I said, I don't care anymore, I'm just going to make my own content, so whatever happens, happens.
Well, I think conservatives need to start stepping up and need to start supporting each other. You had Clint Eastwood, great deal with the empty chair, but more and more of them are starting to come out and speaking to these kind of things. I hope they do, and I hope they come out in the force that they actually have. I don't think they realize, in some cases, how much power they actually have.
Yeah, they have a tremendous amount of power, and people have to start speaking up because it's gotten too far to the left. Before, I think a lot of conservatives would just be polite. They wouldn't say anything. They said, let's leave politics at home. Let's just stick to entertainment. I think that's what most conservatives say. That's completely gone out the window. And now we're at this place where we've completely lost the culture war. So we sort of have to speak up.
They're going to rename the Oscars to the Dis Trump Awards, aren't they?
Oh, it was horrible. I would tune in, and then every time they would say something bad, I would have to just tune in elsewhere, and then I would kind of flip back, and then every time I flip back, I was like, more Trump hate? This is crazy.
Oh, what people would say to me years ago, they'd say, well, you don't watch, I said, no, I don't watch all that stuff. A bunch of people just kind of giving awards themselves. All right, whatever, whatever. Now at least I can say, I'm not going to tune in and listen to politics. I can do that on my show.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
We get enough of that already.
Oh, yeah, no kidding, right?
Every day.
Anyway, it's just crazy, seriously. All right. right. So what do you have happening in the future? What do you got coming up? What projects do you have going on that we can help support?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, recently I've been covering, you know, I covered the Women's March last month, and I actually cut together a number of different videos from that. And I've been really interested in sort of following these newer protests that are popping up around the, so there's this website that is called, oh, my goodness, I'm blanking out.
Sorry, they do it all the time.
Oh, man, what is it called?
Yeah. Well,
TrumpIsNotAboveTheLaw.org, and it's run by MoveOn.org. That's why it was so crazy. TrumpIsNotAboveTheLaw.org. And so people sign up for this nationwide, and they're mobilized to go protest at the drop of a hat.
Right.
It's basically sort of like, you know, what you guys do with, like, hey, like, let's send out an email and tell people what's going on. Let's send people a text and tell them to come here. And so these people mobilize very quickly, and they do these, quote-unquote, grassroots protests. But it's not grassroots at all. And so I've been kind of sneaking in and covering the protests when I can. And they're all across the country. And you can tune into my channel, which is Fog City Midge on YouTube. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram. And so I'm trying to expose these people and their extremism.
Oh, really? They're extreme? Like that bill that was passed in New York, and the, can you believe that? Even people of that are far, far left, how do you not support a doctor rendering aid and care?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's completely unbelievable. I find it hard to believe, but you know what? At the last protest I was at, I didn't realize it until I was editing the video. One of the guys standing, one of the people standing behind us had a sign that said "Legalized Post-Birth Abortion." They had a sign that said that, and I thought, this guy's got to be trolling. But the more I watched the video, I said, that guy was there the whole day, and I kept seeing him, and I said, this is completely insane that this is now actually their stance and their policy.
I would have walked up to him and said, to what age?
Yeah, exactly. Like 2, 3, 10.
How old are you?
Is that fine? Yeah.
How old are you? maybe there's a defect going on we could
I know,
do well
right?
with, right?
Seriously.
I mean, seriously, yeah, no kidding. But
I mean,
you know,
it's a mess.
I'm sorry to hear that, though, because really, truly, we have plenty of conservative power brokers in Hollywood, and it'd be great to see them finally step up, you know, and help out people like you and others along, you know, that are trying to get their careers going or have careers and can be stymied or stifled.
Well, I think it's a huge leap of faith because you don't know. You go from all of a sudden knowing, okay, I can make a career going out. I made a career, you know, a living doing TV commercials for many years. And now it's sort of saying, like, that's not going to happen for me in the future. Nobody's going to book me to advertise their car or their resort or whatever. So it's a leap of faith. You know, I look at people like Joy Villa, who came out as a Trump supporter when she wore that dress at the Grammys last year.
Right.
I guess it was the year before last, but, yeah. We need more people speaking up.
And, you know, got Tim Allen. Look at how he was able to turn that around. And I think there's a lot more of us out there than they think. Hey, where do they find you quickly again?
At Fog City Midge.
If you can't figure that one out, maybe you should get off the Internet and even stop driving. Joe Messina, your host. We're live from CPAC 2019. Don't go far, because we're coming right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can
still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We are back. I'm going to learn how to introduce that song with a Lawrence Krell kind of accent. I think that would be really funny. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I give you the phone number, but I'm not answering it. So anyhow, you can hear it's noisy enough here. Always a lot of fun at CPAC. I think this is my 8th year here.
Wow.
I started off in the basement.
Wow.
They were not at this hotel originally. They were at another hotel.
I remember that one.
And you couldn't get any cell service. And you really felt like you were in a gulag somewhere. I mean, down in the no man's
with
land.
With friends.
Yeah. With friends.
Gulag with friends.
Yeah, and it took you 10 minutes to find a darn bathroom and maybe a bottle of water and come back again. So always fun. Look, I always love when this group comes on with me, and I love what they do. Project 21. Stacey Washington's with me. She's a co-chair for Project 21, the NCPPR Black Leadership Group. Hey, Stacey, we don't know each other. I mean, I watch your show. I really do watch your show from time to time.
Thank you.
Uh, look, for me, it's topic driven. If I see somebody, you know, that's, I'll say on my side of the aisle, my side of the coin, and it's a topic I'm interested in, because we don't have, I don't believe we have all the answers individually, but I always glean from others.
Oh, I love it too. I actually don't have a favorite radio host because I normally scroll down. I do. I listen to everyone. I don't think there's anyone whose show I haven't heard at least once. I've heard your program before. Loved it. I'm topic driven too. And since I'm a mom with kids and I'm kind of doing all of that while I'm prepping for my show every day, you know, it's like 24-hour prep, 24-hour mom, I often will find myself stumbling into shows and podcasts because someone posted on Facebook or someone tweeted about it. I'll listen to it and think, wow, that's awesome, and then maybe catch it a few more times or never hear it again. But I think we have a lot of great voices and interesting perspectives on the right. And I do occasionally listen on the left as well because I want to hear what they're talking about. Yeah. And it's easier for them because all I have to do is turn the TV on and I can get their perspective. But I do.
You can't get away from that perspective.
I do go to their podcast as well to try to see what the lesser voices are saying. And they're actually a little bit closer to the truth, the lesser voices, the ones I wish they would kind of elevate to give their side a little bit more body.
Yeah, I always joke that I'm part of the B team.
Me too. Well, you know, if I'm even B, I might be C team. I'm working my way up.
But you know what? I really, and God bless some of these guys. I've seen some of the bigger guys, if you would, here at CPAC. Some of them are real, and I'm not going to give out any names, don't worry. Some of them are real honest people. They're real, you know, they know where they came from, you know, and they're helping out some of us. Some of them are just too big for you to even approach it. And I think the B...
I still like seeing them in person because then I know they're real. You know, they're not just on TV.
Well, I think, for me to get, you know, it's more like... We get that more regional pull, regional feel. So I have locals that will call me, write me, even see me some places to talk to me about things. And I think that's what it's almost like representative government. We represent a certain group of people.
Yeah, I love meeting people who listen to the show in person. And when I do, it's like they'll say, "You're real." And I'm like, "Of course I am." But it's nice because usually... Let's face it, I'm in the Walgreens, I'm in the CVS, I'm at the grocery store, and someone will recognize me. Yeah. Or, as has happened like 3 times, I'll be at the movies and I'll laugh, and someone will go, "Are you Stacey Washington?" I'm like, guilty as charged. Don't tell anyone because I'm trying to, like, I'm here to be stupid and watch a movie. So yeah, it's nice. I love it because they often will tell me something about that what they've heard or something that's a real issue for them that they're working through with their congressman or the VA, and it's fascinating to hear what Americans are actually doing and accomplishing and sometimes fighting for in this country, because I always talk about the liberty and freedom here, but there's a lot that people are really fighting with our government over, legitimate issues, and I just want to always be able to bump into people so I can get those perspectives to cover them.
And they feel like they're alone. A lot of times they feel like they're the only one fighting or that they're fighting a losing battle, and we can help. I know that, again, not to the regional level. Again, I knew a guy that was fighting for a set of lungs with the VA, and he was having all kinds of trouble. And finally, we just put it out there. We interviewed him. We put it out there. We called a couple of reps and said you could listen to the segment, and he ended up getting his lungs.
Wow.
Or a lung.
Now, that's where what you're doing on the air intersects with what's happening in people's lives and makes a difference, and it's beautiful. That's wonderful.
And I think that sometimes at the upper levels you don't get as much. But let's talk about Project 21. For those of you, tell us what Project 21 is doing and what it's about.
Well, Project 21 is it's a black leadership network. We're the advisory council, Project 21, for the National Center for Public Policy based out of Washington, D.C. And the National Center actually has the Free Enterprise Institute, so there are a number of us underneath the umbrella of that think tank. And what we do at Project 21 is we provide the antidote to the liberal perspective and the idea that all blacks are Democrats and all blacks have the same monolithic thought process. We have moderates on Project 21, and we have hardcore conservative, gun-toting, Bible-verse-memorizing, you know, red-dress-wearing, basically me. I'm like, I think I'm the furthest to the right. I might be the, like, standard, like, this is your whack job level, anything past Stacey and you're a whack job. But we have all of these perspectives, and so we do thousands of interviews a year, thousands, on television, radio, podcasts, live streams, you name it. You can find a Project 21 member on the radio or television pretty much every day of the week. And what we're talking about is limited government and freedom, so liberty. It's not so much that we all share the exact same view, it's that we believe the Constitution is real and that we should stick to it. It's the best document going, best in the history of, like, you know, government documents and founding documents. And so we share that, and then you find our perspectives run the gamut. But often we find ourselves being the antidote to the leftist perspective that all blacks are victims, that all minorities are victims, and that people have to be Democrats because they're the only ones who can protect us.
I love that. I use that on my show a lot because I'm in education. I say, you know what? The black community has been told by the Democrats that they're their providers, they're their supporters, they're there fighting for them. Yet I believe, and what I've seen is, inner city black youths get the worst education in the country.
Yeah.
All right. And
it's not even a real education.
And who runs those
Democrats?
Bingo.
I love pointing that out. Milwaukee, 109 years of uninterrupted Democratic rule. That's a city that's like not even barely a city anymore. I'm talking functional government services, right? Because you need, in order to have a city, you need water, you know, pipe, sewer, you know, you need electricity that stays on 24 hours a day. This is not a third world country. Yeah, this is America.
We're not North Korea
anymore. Right. You should have LCD and you should have smart services if you're in America. I really expect the best of whatever we have to offer to be offered to every citizen.
Yeah.
And we have not yet reached that because the Democrats need a permanent underclass and a victim category to voice their failed policies upon. And actually, what's most interesting about being a black conservative is that I come to the realization about 5 years ago that blacks are no longer the core constituency. You know, we're not the number one standard bearer that the Democrats kowtow to. It's actually illegal aliens and refugees. And we're even below the transgenders, the gay movement. And this isn't about hatred for me. It's just about assessing the landscape.
Oh, yeah.
They expect the black vote, but they don't plan to do anything to get it. Yeah. And they actually said in their WikiLeaks cables that were released, remember, they said the black community, our policies don't help them. No policy can help the black community. And in a way, they're right, because the issues that face black America are not about policy. It's about culture. And once individuals say, I'm going to choose the culture that best puts me on the path to success, every single individual who makes that decision will experience success in America, because it's about your personal choices and decisions and the culture that you adopt. And every culture's open. Pick one. Pick the one that wins.
Stacey, real quick, tell people where your show is, how they can find it.
It's StaceyOnTheRight.com or AFR.net. We're on American Family Radio and Urban Family Talk, and I'm at Stacey on the Right on Twitter and Instagram.
Perfect. All right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
More controversy for Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, this time surrounding his wife Pam. The First Lady of Virginia reportedly handed cotton to African-American children on a tour of the governor's mansion and asked them to imagine being slaves in the fields. Virginia's NAACP executive committee member, Philip Thompson, spoke about how the Northams seem to be out of touch.
They both dress up as antebellum persons during Halloween, for which the NAACP did chastise them on, but it just shows a level of tone deafness that makes us wonder why are we, you know, why is this guy still the governor of the state of Virginia?
President Donald Trump claimed Thursday that 100% of the Islamic State Caliphate, the self-proclaimed Islamic State in Syria, has been defeated. Speaking to troops in Alaska while refueling from his trip to meet with North Korea's leader, the president said, "We now have 100% of their land." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
GCN Live from CPAC 2019. I was born to wave the flag, I'm sure.
Well, we all were, weren't we?
Well, I don't know. It depends on who you, it depends on what flag you're talking
That's
about.
True. That's true. I mean, right? If you're in California, it's
yeah,
other flags.
Right, the communist flag.
Right.
And Bernie's flag. Let's not forget that one.
That's right.
I'm
exactly.
sure he's got his own flag.
He probably
too.
Does by now, sure.
That sound you hear from the background is Mark Anthony. You know, my dad always told me never to trust anybody with two first names. Where's your mother? We have to discuss this.
You just
this.
Met my mother.
I know, but
you didn't have to go talk to her about this. I know.
You should ask her about this. What were you thinking? Oh, maybe you're not thinking. I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe not. She's just throwing names out.
You're gonna slap me around because your show, The Preacher and the
Patriot and the Preacher.
Why would you put the Patriot first? Put the Preacher first.
Because I'm the Patriot. That's why it's the way it works.
Well,
I started the
show.
I mean, I guess I get to be the first name.
See, it's like a two first name thing. So this is like your 107th CPAC, right?
It's my sixth, yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like 100.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I was just telling somebody, the first one I was at, we were in a basement.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I felt like, I mean, really, seriously, with the radio guys, they were like, well, yeah, you guys go down there.
Yeah.
And so it was quite interesting, but it's grown and it's gotten busier, and I like seeing more young people here. You know, you're with Juul TV.
Yeah.
Juul
TV. Great new
network.
Tom Julian.
Yeah.
He's probably listening right now. Hi,
no,
Tom.
He's not.
No,
he doesn't like my show.
Yeah.
I know he doesn't.
Yeah, so I'm here with Juul TV, but the other thing that I'm really excited about is Unplanned. And I'm on staff. I'm on staff with Unplanned. Unplanned is the movie that we are screening tonight here at CPAC, Joe.
Yeah, why would a white guy like you, a white male, be interested in, you know, abortion rights? I mean, we don't have... Do you have a uterus, by the way?
What?
A uterus.
Not I could identify as one,
yeah.
But no, I
Because I'm always told how, you know, we don't have a right to say anything about that.
Oh, I see.
So,
well, here's what I mean, first of all, number one... when we talk about our founders and our inalienable rights, they said life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, if we're not going to protect life, there's not going to be any liberty or happiness,
That's
is there?
That's right.
Here's the other thing, is that it... Look, the left does this so much, Joe, that it's
and
disgusting.
So well.
It is not women's health care. It's murder.
No.
Okay? It's murder. It's flat-out murder. And when we see the state of New York and other states mimicking those laws, we should be very concerned.
Yeah, I agree.
And so this movie I'm telling everybody right now, you got to go see the movie. It's a powerful story because it's true. Imagine being the employee of the year at Planned Parenthood and running the number one center in the country. Abby Johnson was responsible as a center director for 22,000 abortions, Joe.
Wow.
And so what you see in this movie is a number of things. Number one, you see that Abby thought she was helping women avoid abortions. That's what Planned Parenthood told her. Wow. Abby also believed that she was helping them make good decisions for their life. Here's the other thing that you see in the movie. Now, her parents were Christians, so the whole time in the movie, her mom's saying, Abby, what are you doing? And then the other part of the story that's really important is 40 Days for Life. It's an organization like many out there, like Love Life in North Carolina, that pray every Saturday at the Planned Parenthoods. So Sean Carney gets, yeah, and by the way, Planned Parenthood does know and acknowledge that when those Christian organizations are praying in front of Planned Parenthood, their appointments cancel by 80% because the power of
prayer. Well, we got to get more people out there praying, don't we?
We do. And so that's the story, is that Sean Carney gets to know Abby as she starts her career at Planned Parenthood. First, she's an escort because they have to escort those women from the parking lot to Planned Parenthood's office. Why? Because they change their mind as they're getting out of the car, Joe. They do. They think about it. Yeah. So that's why there's an escort. The other reason there's an escort is because those organizations are out there praying, and Planned Parenthood believes they're harassing people. But they don't.
No.
They pray.
I know they don't.
And you're going to see in the movie that Sean slowly starts to peel back her layers and starts to ask her questions and befriends her. And so one day, after she's worked at Planned Parenthood 8 years, Joe, she had never seen an abortion. Ever. And she gets called back to help out in the procedure room, and she sees it. She sees the catheter to go up, and she sees the baby struggling to get away, which is you're going to see in the opening of this movie, and she just loses it.
Wow.
Yeah. So it is such a powerful story. I'm honored to be a part of the production crew and the promotion crew, and it's a powerful story because you finally see she has that aha moment. And then she comes home.
It's gotta be scary. It's gonna be scarier than crap.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
So it's dramatic, obviously. There's gonna be a lot of crying tonight in the main ballroom, because here's what I know, and we all know this. There's a lot of people that have either been connected to one.
Yeah.
Or their parents thought about having one, or they've had one.
Yeah.
And so there's going to be a lot of people touched tonight in that room in a powerful way, and I hope so.
What do you give credence to? You know, we have Gosnell, we have Unplanned. You know, you're seeing more and more ways that we're getting the message to people,
right,
that abortion is a very ugly, you know. And you saw Gosnell.
Yes.
I know you did.
Yeah.
And there's a scene in there where the attorney for Gosnell says, let's just be honest here. We all know. It's no secret that abortion is an ugly, dirty thing. And I'm going, wow.
Yeah.
All right? Here's a guy defending the guy doing abortions. But he says, but it's legal.
Gosnell didn't think he was doing anything wrong.
No, I know he didn't.
And
under the new New York law, he would have been fine.
That's right. That's right.
That's sick.
It's sick. It's sick when you hear, or the governor of Virginia saying, you know, we'll give birth and then we'll have a discussion with the mother and give them comfort care. You give comfort care to people that are dying, Joe. And to hear that kind of vocabulary going, it's scary, you know?
You're going to drop them off at a hospice?
Come on. What's wrong with that? I mean, how is it that people can be okay with that? When you hear that, I just met somebody that was a survivor of an abortion.
Right.
And by the way, there's the other part of the story that you may not know. Ashley Bratcher, who plays Abby, so she gets the role. It's quick in Hollywood, as people know. She auditioned one day. She came back for the second reading. 3 hours later, they call her and say, you got the role. You got to be on a plane in 5 hours. Go. To the secret location where they had to film this, because we knew Planned Parenthood was looking. So she calls her mother when she finally gets to the taping location. And she says, Mom, you'll never believe this. I got this great role. I'm the star of the movie. And she, and her mom says, what's it about? And she tells her the whole story. Her mother starts to sob. She had never told Ashley that she almost aborted her in, at Planned Parenthood,
wow.
Joe. Yeah. How's that? So, I mean, everybody has been, like I said, been touched by it one way or another. So imagine the woman that is playing Abby almost didn't make it. I mean, that's unreal.
No, and again, we've lost it as a, I know, I'm not being defeatist, don't get me wrong, but we have lost it as a society.
Yeah.
When we applaud this kind of thing, when Dems won't stand up, you know, I mean, the president's speech.
Right.
I mean, talking about babies being made in the holy image of God, and we need to protect every life.
Because we do.
Right? But the Dems, did you see any Dems get up?
No. Uh-uh. What's wrong with them? I'm serious. I mean, honestly, what is wrong with that crew? That you don't, that is not, I can't even believe it's part of their platform. And it is. It's a core of their platform.
Yeah.
And I don't believe that we'll ever see them change. They think that's their battle cry. That's how they get.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
The same way that, you know what it is? It's almost the same way that they endorse illegal aliens, right? Because they need the votes. It's the same thing with women. We're here to help you. How are you helping them if you're helping, if you're taking a life out of them?
Yeah, you know what? Am I irritated? Here's two white guys talking about abortion again.
Right.
Right?
Right.
How is this women's health care? What is, you know, I always say the same thing. If the reproductive system is made to work a certain way and you stop it from doing what it's supposed to do, what do you, where's the health in that?
It's not health. It's not health. And we also know this. I mean, first of all, on average, 3,000 abortions are done every day. We know that they're botched. Some women can't have a kid again after an abortion.
It's disgusting.
And it is. And so I think that, you know, as a nation, and the soul of our nation is really at stake. You know, Joe, I have always believed this. I don't think that we can expect God's hand has always been on this nation, right? That's why we're here. The founders were empowered by him. We can't expect God to bless this nation if we continue to do this every single day. Genocide.
We've already spit in his face. I don't know.
Right.
If I was him, I would have wiped this out and started all over again.
That just shows his grace, doesn't it? Honestly. Honestly. Because if it not were for the new covenant, if you will, he would have wiped us out a long time ago.
Listen, I always joke. I said, you know, you guys better be very thankful that I'm not God.
Right.
There'd be little piles of dust all over the place.
That's right. That's right.
I'd be zapping people everywhere. All right. We got to go. Where can they find you, sir?
You can find me at PatriotandPreacherShow.com, JewelTV.com.
And if you guys want to see the whole show, all 3 hours of the show, uninterrupted, we're going to put that up on the website later on. So you have, you can watch all the behind the
scenes. Of course, this was the best part.
No, you can see Mark Anthony take off his red dress and put on his actual suit right now. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you'll be with us. You listen to The Real Side on GCNY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, look, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Give me your email address. Top right-hand corner gives your place to give me your email address. I only send out one a week. I don't inundate you with three a day. You know, ask you to buy my product, listen to all that. You know, just give you some basic information. If you don't want to do that, we're finding out that some people aren't getting notified by Facebook and others. You can always ask for a notification by text. Really simple. Simple, stupid. You text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. And before the show goes on, you just get a simple text. Say, we're up in 10 minutes. Can't make it any easier than that for you people. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Thanks so much for being with us today. I've got Spencer Brown with me with Young Americans Foundation. How you doing, Spencer?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so that sounds like a really good group. Tell us what you do.
Yeah, so Young Americans Foundation, we're a nonprofit that's focused on making sure that young people hear conservative ideas and are inspired to help advance them among their peers, especially high school and college students.
Oh, high school. That's cool. How are you reaching the young? I mean, with the insurgence in socialism, how does a young conservative reach other young people?
Right. Yeah. There's definitely clearly a rise in the popularity of socialism among young people, which is ridiculous. But part of that is because they're just not being taught the truth about socialism or about history. And so our students, YAF activists across the country, bring in leading conservative speakers. Right now we have Ben Shapiro exclusively going to campuses with YAF, and a number of other, you know, more than 60 conservatives who will come into these schools and deliver lectures that bring the actual truth. And what we find is when students hear conservative ideas, it's such a much more aspirational message that students are changing their minds and realizing that socialism is a bad thing and conservatism, the free market, those are the principles that work.
How did you get involved in this? I mean, why even be involved in politics?
Well, that's the interesting thing. You know, today I think what we found is students have realized that they can't just remain silent anymore. Even conservative students go to school, and they realize that if they want their ideas to even have a chance, they can't just sit there and go along to get along. They need to stand up and boldly advocate for our shared ideas. And so what we see is when they do that, people take notice. Obviously, there have been contentious situations. Last year when we brought Ben Shapiro into the University of California at Berkeley, you know, they brought in 700... police officers in order to secure the venue, and that was...
Wait, 700?
700 police officers. They had the whole thing. It was like basically a police state descended on UC Berkeley just because one conservative appeared, you know, to give an hour-long speech, and we had to end up suing UC Berkeley because they tried to limit the First Amendment freedoms of their students there, and then just this late last year, we actually won that lawsuit, so now Berkeley can't discriminate against conservatives based on the content of their speech.
Wow, that's just amazing, and so... I want to come back because I'm always intrigued when I read stories about, you know, young people and millennials and what is it, Generation Z and what have you. And I'm hearing, you tell me if this is true or not, but I'm hearing maybe the tail end of the millennials and Generation Z are becoming much more conservative or have much more conservative values.
I think part of that is just a response to how ridiculous the left has become. You know, they created a culture on these college campuses where if you dare to think or speak outside of what that leftist orthodoxy is, you're treated as if, you know, you're a horrible person and shouldn't have a right to exist any longer. And so I think, like I said, you know, students are realizing that bold action is the only way that they have a chance to keep our ideas alive. And so I think we see more people being reached with these ideas than ever before and more people responding positively to these ideas, even in these liberal institutions.
So... What are you on campuses? Are you just in certain cities? Or tell us more about that.
Yeah, so across the country, we actually have more than 400 Young Americans for Freedom chapters, and then we'll work with any conservative club. So we're actually active on more than 2,000 campuses across the country where we help students bring in these conservative speakers. We help them do conservative activism projects where they, you know, drive discussions that aren't normally happening on their campuses just so students realize there is another way to think. It's not socialism forever.
Right. And you know, you've got a big fight in front of you. The majority of the kids are so inundated with liberal ideas, and you know, and when you're young, frankly, you know, liberal ideas are very, very attractive.
Well, free
right?
stuff sounds great, right? Yeah. Until you realize that actually somebody does have to pay for it, and that's part of what Young America's Foundation just released our annual comedy and tragedy report that looks at what students are actually learning on these supposedly elite campuses. And what we see is our classes like Marx in the 21st Century, trying to make Marxism cool again, and classes about queering God and queering childhood and just all the leftist intersectionality.
I love those.
Just absurd what students are learning. And what, I mean, it's really not an education anymore. You know,
no.
It's more indoctrination. So that's why YAF brings in these conservatives to break up that monopoly in ideas and present the other side.
Right. Yeah, and I love this. I just love the queering God, queering the Bible, and what does that mean? Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Well, it's crazy because basically what they've done is taken, you know, you have the source document, the Bible, in front of you, and they've taken that and said, you know, historically we've learned that God is a masculine figure, but is he? And so then they go to seek and bring in this feminist theology and queer theology to suggest that the only reason we have this impression of God is because that's what the patriarchy has told us we should believe. And so they just fly in the face of established practices, traditions, everything. And interestingly enough, it's only ever Christianity that this is applied to. There's no queering Islam course or anything like that.
No, there wouldn't be. You wouldn't. I say that on a regular basis. You have these art exhibits where they have, I don't know if you saw it, they had Jesus. They repainted him as, what's his name, Ronald McDonald. We had Jesus upside down on the cross in a bottle of urine.
Yes.
That was art out of New York. I would say the same thing. Let's see Muhammad upside down in a bottle of urine. Let's see how that goes over.
Well, it's the crazy double standard, though, because if you look, these courses not only seek to advance all these leftist ideas, all these leftist failed ideas and failed leaders, but at the same time, these courses that they're being taught also undermine all the institutions and the ideas that made America a great country in the first place. So everything from the free market to Judeo-Christian values. Basically, these courses, there's one that teaches in the course description, it says that always and everywhere, capitalism has relied on racist domination to succeed. And so they just are basically telling these students that if you're a free market capitalist, you are a racist. And that's how they undermine our ideas. And so it's up to bold conservative students, like I was talking about, to stand up and say, no, this isn't right. There's another way to think, and we have facts on our side. The problem is those facts just aren't taught anymore.
No, you're right there. And because the professors and what have you, they truly believe in liberalism. They truly believe in socialism. You know, I had a thought in one of the other segments. I said, why don't we do this? Why don't we offer to forgive the debt of students that are for socialism? Okay, we'll go right down the road. But they have to spend 2 years in Venezuela, 2 years in Cuba. They have to totally live off of socialism.
You would have a hard time filling that class, I think. Well, that's the interesting thing,
though.
But
they love it.
They love free things, but I think in the back of their minds, I think they are aware that it doesn't work. Because you've got it. I mean, again, all these courses talk about socialism and how great Marx and socialism is, but they don't offer any study abroad courses in Venezuela right now. And if you'll notice, there are no elite educational institutions in those countries either, because everybody's too busy scrounging in dumpsters to try to find, dinner for their family.
Right.
And if you look at the end result of these kind of courses or this kind of an education, you have 40% of recent graduates reporting being underemployed. You've got $1.5 trillion in student loan debt.
Wow.
Clearly, this is not an equation that works out.
No. Again, when it comes to these professors in these colleges that probably been most of their lives, they've been in education. They've been nothing else. They've really not gone and seen what's going on. We were discussing a little bit about colleges earlier with somebody else and how much money you guys get in debt with. I'm sorry, I keep coming back to the same thing. Nobody forced you to do that. You chose to do that on your own. You chose your major. In a lot of cases, these majors either don't exist anymore or don't pay the money. You can never pay the money back. Why is this our fault?
That's a great question. I think part of it goes to the heart of this leftist ideology that reigns supreme on college campuses, and those are the ideas that there's no such thing as personal responsibility. You are not in charge of your own destiny. You're not in charge of making a better life for yourself. They're taught through all these crazy intersectional leftist courses that they're always a victim of someone. So anytime they look at the world and they see somebody doing better than them or somebody making more money, they've been taught to believe that that's because someone else has oppressed them.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got everything from the ideas of white privilege and the patriarchy and all the crazy things that the left tries to attack. And so you'd think when students graduate after 4 years of taking these ridiculous courses and can't get a job, eventually that would make its way into the conversation. Like, maybe that's not a good education that you're receiving. But instead of actually realizing the source of the problem, them getting an incomplete education, they just blame someone else. They say
right.
It's because people are racist, people are, sexist, whatever it may be.
Of
they
course.
Don't have any personal responsibility.
Of course. Perfect. All right. How do they hold your organization? If they want to get involved, they want to get engaged, whether it's financially or just stepping up.
Yeah, our website is yaf.org. You can go online there and you'll see the full comedy and tragedy report I talked about, as well as all of our upcoming campus lectures and student conferences between Washington, D.C. and the Reagan Ranch out in Santa Barbara, California. And you can get involved that way.
All right, perfect. Appreciate your time with me. And I got to tell you, it's one of the things I talk about. When the segment's over, I want to talk to you for a second, so don't take off. But it's one of the things I talk about people on a regular basis. You have to encourage, you grandparents, it ain't over yet. You have nieces, nephews, you have grandsons, granddaughters. You need to stay involved. You need to stay engaged, because a lot of these young people, they don't have anyone to look up to. They don't have anyone countering what they're hearing at college. They're not countering what they hear even on the street on a daily basis. So you need to impart some of this stuff into them. A lot of them are not growing up with a World War II vet or an actual veteran in the home that explains what they saw. The true socialism slash fascism. I love that word. They throw fascism around like it doesn't really mean much of anything just when they get mad. But if they really knew what fascism was all about, they'd realize in most cases they are the fascists.
Exactly.
And the group that they're following and they're espousing, they're the fascists.
Mm-hmm.
And again, boils down to education, number one.
Exactly.
What they're inundated with. So let us inundate them with truth.
Yeah.
Again, grandparents, aunts, uncles, or what have you. There are people around that your kids are listening to. Your kids are watching and listening to.
Absolutely, right? Yeah. There's a way on our website, actually, parents and grandparents can refer young people in their lives to come to one of our programs, so that's an excellent way to do that.
Well, listen, Spencer, thanks for being with me.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for listening today. Like I said, I'm going to go out and look for more victims, and we are done for the moment. I'm sure you can catch us on CPAC 2019, but don't do that. Go to therealside.com. Catch it there. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thank you for being with me. Remember, give me your name. Go up to the website. Give me your web address. I mean, your web address. Give me your email address. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you will, too.